Welcome to my podcast. This is the Dr. Raymond Havlicek podcast for Tuesday, September 27th. Thanks for tuning me in. I appreciate it, folks. So let's see. In the news today, Russian state TV is using Tucker Carlson's clips in their shows to support Putin's genocidal aggression against Ukraine. Can you imagine that? That Russia is taking Tucker's clips supporting Russia against Ukraine, and they're using it to justify their genocidal invasion of Ukraine. Russia is trying to galvanize its citizens into supporting its ruthless attack on Ukraine as the country has faced further very strong resistance from its citizens following an announcement by President Vladimir Putin. Get this, Russia's top religious leader is a former KGB agent and political ally of Putin who has condemned those opposing Russia's invasion as immoral sinners. So I'm sure you realize that all over Russia, there are tens of thousands of people that are rioting and demonstrating against the conscription order that Putin announced last week to call up 300,000 reservists. So he sent his police out to arrest everyone between the age of 18 and 60 and drag them into the military so they could become cannon fodder by the Ukrainians if they attack Ukraine. It's really a very sad situation. And to have a religious leader who's an ex-KGB agent thinking that he can come off as a creditable, believable religious leader saying that those who are opposing the war are sinners is amazing to me. But even more amazing to me is the fact that Tucker Carlson has engaged in rhetoric that I think is likely to increase the chances of World War III, and rhetoric that increases the chances of nuclear war, because he's basically saying Russia is justified. Russia is justified. Now, folks, Ukraine never did not attack Russia. Russia attacked Ukraine. So along these lines, I came across an article by Eric Bolling, actually, or about Eric Bolling on Newsmax. And it goes like this. It says, Newsmax's Eric Bolling criticized Tucker Carlson in response to Russian state media using clips from Fox News host's show that allegedly show support for Russia's war on Ukraine. Speaking on his show on Monday, Eric Bolling called Carlson an, a quote-unquote, alleged American, and Bolling said he was cautious of any actions that could lead to World War III or nuclear war. The Newsmax report also made reference to the Newsweek article that was released on Sunday that highlighted Russian state TV's use of Tucker Carlson's clips on their shows. So Russia has tried to galvanize its citizens into supporting its extremely unpopular attack on Ukraine as the country has faced further resistance from its citizens following an announcement by Vladimir Putin that he's calling up 300,000 of them to send to their likely demise in Ukraine. For what? So that they can keep on attacking Ukraine. That's what Putin wants to do. He wants to destroy Ukraine, and he probably wants to reestablish the Soviet Empire that once ruled over all of Eastern Europe, and he wants to neutralize the West. On Wednesday, in a pre-recorded speech, Putin said there would be a partial mobilization against Ukraine and that more Russians would be sent to the country. I am very worried about a world war, a nuclear World War III where no one wins, Eric Bolling said on his show. So when I see a fellow conservative making statements that could incite a world war, a nuclear war, I have to call him out. He's right. If you justify a bully is going to get more violent. when I see our arch enemy, Russia, and the sociopath Putin using that same conservative for propaganda, said Bowling, you should know about it and maybe get to him and tell him to stand down. Turns out that Russian state media are using clips of Fox News' Tucker Carlson to support Vladimir Putin's war efforts in the Ukraine. Eric Bowling then played a short clip from Russian television where the guests are commenting on the Carlson clip. That is Russian state media using Tucker Carlson, alleged American, as propaganda to make their case that Russia is the victim. Bowling also warned of the dangers of suggesting Russia was the victim, not the aggressor, in the ongoing conflict. Last Thursday, Tucker Carlson, Eric Bowling stated, Tucker Carlson again blamed Ukraine for starting the war, Bowling said, and he continues to claim America should cut off all funds and military support for Ukraine. Eric Bowling then aired a clip of Carlson from the previous week where he said Ukraine could not hope to beat Russia. However, Bowling said, after doing his own research, that a Ukrainian aide in actuality said that the country hoped its nuclear-armed allies would strike as a response to Russia's use of nuclear weapons, not as a preemptive attack. Since the beginning of the war on February 24th, Carlson has been criticized by people on both sides of the political spectrum for his defense of Putin and Russia. Imagine that Tucker Carlson is defending this psychopath in Moscow that has no problem blowing up churches and schools and hospitals, killing kids, executing kids, engaging in war crimes, shooting people tied with their hands behind their back in the back of their heads, and attempting to destroy the entire nation of Ukraine. Can you believe that? Less than a month into the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, Carlson defended the criticism he has been receiving. In March, Carlson said that he was repeating Russian talking points, then so was Mr. Zelensky. In March, Carlson said that if he was repeating Russian talking points, he said, then so was Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. He added that at the time, Ukrainian President Zelensky's opinions regarding Ukraine membership in NATO has shifted. Carlson said that Zelensky cooled on this idea, potentially to allow for peace talks with Russia in the future. So what does that mean, Carlson said? It means that by acknowledging that NATO expansion is what Putin seems to care about most. And so when he, Zelensky, is by definition, at least in this country, repeating Russian talking points, that would make the president of Ukraine a Putin collaborator. Anyone who says that is immediately denounced as a tool of Russian propaganda. Sound insane? Then you can still think clearly, but that's the state of play. So, folks, the long and short of it is that Tucker Carlson has taken an outrageous position favoring Russia over Ukraine. Now, remember, when this attack occurred in February, Ukraine was minding its own business. It did not step one foot into Russia, its neighbor, to act in an aggressive manner against Russia. It was doing nothing to apply for NATO status or EU membership. The Ukrainians were simply trying to make their democracy work, to build their economy. And yes, the people of Ukraine are pro-Western. What's wrong with that, folks? There's nothing wrong with the fact that they prefer the democratic liberties that we have in the West to the authoritarian, repressive dictatorship in Russia. I guess Putin didn't like that. But meanwhile, Putin's war of aggression against Ukraine, which seems to be genocidal because he's killing Ukrainians of all ages in droves. It seems as though Tucker Carlson approves of that when Ukraine did absolutely nothing to incite Russia. As I've mentioned in previous podcasts, another dimension of this that's really fascinating is that when the Soviet Union fell apart, Russia had maintained a number of its nukes in Ukraine. Bill Clinton at that time, President Bill Clinton at that time, begged the Ukrainians to give up their nukes because they wanted to reduce the possibility of a nuclear war between Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine had a lot of bones to pick with Russia. President Clinton at that point said to Ukraine, if you give up the nukes, we'll defend you against Russia. So there was an unwritten understanding between the United States, NATO, and Ukraine that if Russia invaded after they had given up their nukes, that we would protect them. Of course, that's all fallen by the wayside, and Carlson doesn't have any concerns about that. Now, in the present atmosphere, you can see that if Ukraine still had nuclear weapons, with Putin threatening to use tactical nuclear weapons against Ukraine, don't you think that Putin would think twice before doing that, knowing that Ukraine had weapons of its own to use against Russia? I think the answer to that's obvious. So at any rate, I think it's just amazing that a conservative commentator who's generally so right on so many different issues could be so incredibly wrong in siding with the wrong side in this problem with Russia. So now there's other people in the news that seem to be saying similar things to Carlson. It's not just Carlson. It's also Dr. Jordan Peterson, the eminent conservative psychologist, who's, again, been so right on so many issues. He's joined Tucker Carlson. We'll get to that in a little bit. But first, I want to get into this wonderful article that's been written by Dick Morris about Tucker Carlson. The article appeared in Newsmax magazine. So I want to be very, very thankful to Dick Morris for this article, some of which I'm going to read to you right now. It goes something like this. Tucker Carlson's dangerous pro-Russian stance continues. Vladimir Putin is desperate, and so is Tucker Carlson. Anyone who caught his Fox News monologue Thursday night could see it firsthand. Carlson appears to have invested a lot in Russia winning its war against Ukraine, but Russia is losing that war and badly. Ukraine's counteroffensive is taking huge swaths of territory back. In just weeks, Ukraine's military took back more than 3,000 square miles that Russia had occupied. Putin is now panicking. He's panicking so much that last week he announced he would mobilize 300,000 untrained reservists up to the age of 60. Numerous reports show that his current deployments of troops are so poorly supplied with arms and even basics like food and clothing, they're literally fleeing the battlefield. I'll repeat, literally fleeing the battlefield. Russia is a very corrupt nation. And I think that's an important point that that Dick Morris is making, because Tucker Carlson has always said that Ukraine is a corrupt nation. Well, they may be corrupt, but they're not nearly as corrupt as Russia. In fact, it is the most corrupt nation in Europe. That is, Russia is the most corrupt nation in Europe. Putin's generals are said to be stealing their own supplies to sell them on the black market to make money. Russia is also a dictatorship and a threat to democracy. It is an existential threat to America and our allies. As Putin again claimed last week, he may use nuclear weapons. There's that issue again, folks. If Ukraine had nuclear weapons, I don't even think that would be being mentioned by Putin. This time he said he wasn't bluffing. Carlson isn't bluffing either, Dick Morris said. He really is invested in Russia winning this war, even if it's losing losing right before our very eyes. So Carlson is saying that he sides with Russia, even though right now Russia's losing this war. Before the war started, Carlson said he would side with Russia if there was ever a war. In fact, I would say I saw that that evening, Tucker Carlson say that he would side with Russia any day over Ukraine because Ukraine was insignificant and the people didn't matter. It was an ugly, ugly comment slapping the Ukrainian people in the face. And I'll just add, people, you should realize that during the communist era before World War II, Stalin, Russia's super, super authoritarian dictator, communist dictator, sought to nationalize all the farms in the Soviet Union. And so the farmers in Ukraine rebelled against Stalin. Okay, they didn't want their hard work taken away from them and their land turned into a communized industrial base. They didn't want that. So what did Stalin do? He shut off all supplies of food to Ukraine to starve the Ukrainian people. And as a result, 3 million Ukrainians died of starvation. Tucker Carlson, do you realize? I'm talking to you directly, Tucker. Do you understand that? Do you understand why the Ukrainian people don't want to be under the Russian Putin boot? Or are you just totally ignorant of history? Tucker, I'm still talking to you. Do you realize in 1939 that when Chamberlain tried to make peace with Hitler by giving in to his demands that the Nazis take over Western Czechoslovakia, that led directly to World War II and millions and millions of deaths? It's just incredible to me that for a smart guy, Tucker Carlson could be so stupid on this issue. So Tucker even applauded Russia as Russia moved troops to the Ukraine border. He said Russia was justified. And since Russia's February 22nd unprovoked attack on a free, democratic, and sovereign Ukraine, he has used every opportunity to oppose Ukraine. And he does so oftentimes with exaggerated claims and phony allegations. During the Cold War, Soviet apologists would often cite facts and claims from Pravda as if they were really true, Dick Morris stated. Today, Carlson recites Russian talking points with the same sort of zeal. He says Putin really likes Carlson for doing so. So Putin really likes Carlson. Folks, do you realize that? Putin approves of Carlson. Newsweek reported that Carlson's Fox video from last week is even being shown on Russian state media to bolster Putin's war efforts. What did Russia like so much about Carlson? On Fox, Carlson claimed Russia was too big to fail. He ignored mentioning Ukraine's huge pushback of Russian troops and battlefield wins. Instead, he started his show saying mighty Russia would still defeat little Ukraine. And by the way, folks, that's exactly the message from Dr. Jordan Peterson, one of my colleagues, a psychologist colleague, who, again, a very smart conservative guy, but I can't believe how wrong he's got it in extending psychological theory to explain and justify what Putin is doing. I would like to have these shows take me in to take them on and have a really good tete-a-tete, if you know what I mean, to take on the insanity of their positions. Carlson said Russia has a mighty population, a mighty army, a mighty economy. And he said it's the largest country on planet Earth, which refers only to its landmass, most of which is not even inhabited, Morris said. The fact is, Russia's economy is a joke, on par with the gross domestic product of Mexico or Italy, and that was before the economic sanctions destroyed what was left of the Russian economy. Another joke is Russia's military being torn to pieces by Ukraine as we speak. Still, Russia has nuclear weapons, and Putin is not bluffing, Carlson insisted. Usually, Americans don't give in to nuclear blackmail, Dick Morris stated. Carlson thinks that's a good thing. I believe it would have disastrous consequences. Morris stated, fortunately, almost all Republicans and Democrats in Washington agree with that view, as do almost all of our allies across Europe. But Carlson insists Ukraine should immediately sue for peace. And if they don't do that, he wants the U.S. to cut all funding for Ukraine to bring them to the negotiating table. So then Dick Morris said, so let me get this straight, folks. Russia attacks a country, Ukraine, for no reason. They weren't joining NATO. They are not run by Nazis. They had no intent to attack Russia. And then Russia begins mass slaughtering Ukraine citizens, women and children, and begins burning to death captured POWs, putting Ukrainians in concentration camps, raping and pillaging them. And Ukraine is the one we should stop funding and demand they negotiate? Why cut the funding and arm shipments when Russia is in retreat? It makes no sense, Dick Morris stated, unless you really want Russia to win. Morris added, now Carlson almost mocks the idea Russia should be opposed. Okay, Russia is bad, he says with a snarl. His nonsensical rants, which rarely criticize Russia and never mention their incredible atrocities, make numerous exaggerated claims. Now, folks, just last week, the United Nations, not exactly a pro-American institution, came out and stated that there's a lot of evidence of war crimes in eastern Ukraine. Take, for example, Carlson's claim last week that President Zelensky wants a nuclear first strike on Russia. Carlson's source for this unbelievably false claim, an anonymous quote by an unnamed aide who said if Russia thinks of using nuclear weapons, the U.S. should strike them first with nuclear weapons. That's the source. This is hardly the policy of Zelensky, despite Carlson's repeated claims that it is. Only in Carlson's demented world, Morissette said, could Putin announce he may use nuclear weapons on TV, but it's really Zelensky who wants to use them first. That's in the insane thinking of Tucker Carlson. But Zelensky, Ukraine, they don't have any nuclear weapons. Remember, folks? Bill Clinton got them to give up their nuclear weapons and made them vulnerable to a nuclear attack from Putin in so doing. Dick Morris went on to say Carlson's other claim made Thursday and many times before is that President Joe Biden and Democrats in Washington really want a war with Russia to force regime change in Moscow to remove and punish Putin for electing Trump president in 2016. Folks, as much as I can't stand Biden and I want Trump, this is bullshit. Pure bullshit. These bizarre conspiracy theories are odd, Morris said, but perhaps they resonate with some. They don't resonate with former President Donald Trump. He thinks Biden has shown weakness and acquiescence to Putin. Now, remember, Trump is the first American president to send war material to Ukraine. While Trump was president, he provided them with hundreds of millions of dollars in armaments, including anti-tank weapons. So, as I said, soon after becoming president, Biden removed Trump's sanctions on Russia that held up the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Russia. Now, remember that it was Trump that argued with Germany's leaders at the time, Angela Merkel, that they should stop getting their fuel, energy, from Russia through the Nord Stream pipelines, because he stated at the time that Germany was making Europe dependent on Russia's hegemonistic, aggressive acts. And of course, the Europeans laughed at Trump for saying that. But now, in retrospect, looking back just a few years ago, we can say with great authority how prescient, how true was Trump's warnings about what was going on. So Morris goes on to say that soon after becoming president, Biden removed Trump's sanctions on Russia and held up the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline to Germany. Right. So that was Biden's removed Trump's sanctions on Russia. So he reinstated the Nord Stream pipelines. It was Biden's gift to Putin, not an act of war. And after the war started, Biden was slow to help Ukraine. He even suggested Zelensky flee his country. Dick Morris added, I have many issues with Biden, but the idea he is seeking to engage Russia in a major war is simply not true. But the facts just don't matter to Tucker Carlson. He's on a mission, Morris stated. Morris went on to say the U.S. should continue to support the underdog, Ukraine. The U.S. supports Taiwan and Israel, both small nations facing giant adversaries. I guess Tucker Carlson doesn't like that either. And our resolve with Ukraine is already paying big dividends. China is now reluctant to invade Taiwan, and Iran has to think twice about striking Israel or other U.S. allies. Fortunately, we are not giving in to Putin's blackmail, and as long as good sense prevails, we never will. So that's Dick Morris's really great article. You can read it if you want. Go on to Newsmax.com and you can pick up the article. Just put in the search words Tucker Carlson and Russia, and Dick Morrison, you'll come to the article. So why do we have people like Tucker Carlson and Dr. Jordan Peterson? Boy, would I like to have a sit down argument on television with Dr. Peterson. Folks, let me tell you, I've been at this game of psychology a lot longer than he has been, and I can't believe that he would tarnish the reputation of psychologists by making such an awful statement about how Russia has to win this war. At any rate, folks, there are reasons why people think this way, and I think that basically it all comes down to how people understand deterrence. Deterrence is the thing that stops wars from happening. So if you go back to World War II, there was no deterrence in the West against Hitler, nor against Japan, until Pearl Harbor, of course. The thinking in England and in Europe and in America was highly, highly anti-war. Both political parties in the U.S. Congress in the 1930s were neutral, anti-war. The problems with Hitler were Europe's problems, not America's problems. We didn't have much of an army or an air force or a navy in the 1930s. And certainly after Pearl Harbor, we had even less of a navy. This led to appeasement as espoused by Chamberlain when he met with Putin in 1939. The Munich situation. And then we had World War II. So right now, the idea of not standing with Ukraine is simply sending a message to aggressors like China and Russia. You can do whatever you want. We're not going to do anything about it. So think about it, folks. Thanks for listening. This is the Dr. Raymond Havlicek podcast. Stay tuned. A lot more is coming our way. God bless America. God help the people of Ukraine survive what Russia is doing.